Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Welcome to today's Kartik Inspirations. We are discussing the miracles in Vrindavan. One of the miracles that is maybe most impressive is that we can see in Vrindavan devotees from another dimension, from a kingdom of God, taking on different bodies and acting there. For instance, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He's Sri Radha's maidservant, Vinoda Manjari or Vinoda Vallabhi Manjari in the spiritual world. It is said that once Krishna appeared to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and ordered him to make commentaries on the books of the six Goswamis. Eyewitnesses have seen him writing and said whenever he would sit down to write, clouds would appear to shield him from the sun. And whenever it rained, even during monsoon season, miraculously not a drop of water would touch him or his manuscript. Once there was a public debate with some scholars who just could not accept Krishna's loving relationships with the gopis in Parakya Bhava as the highest expression of the divine love. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur quoted various scriptures and defeated their arguments, but they became more antagonistic. They took their defeat very personally, and then they made a vow, let us kill this Chakravarti Thakur. One day, those evil men with a few thugs, armed with knives, waited for Vishwanath at a place where he would pass on his daily walk to answer nature's call. But then they didn't see Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur coming down this path. They saw a charming young girl who was picking flowers. The rascal said, Lali, have you seen Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur come by this path? And the young girl replied, yes. Earlier I saw him, but he seems to have disappeared. While she was speaking, she emanated a sublime radiance that distracted the men from their mission. Then one of them asked her, whose daughter are you, young girl, and where do you live? And the girl answered, I am Sri Radha's maidservant. She's now at her in-laws' house in Yavat. She sent me to pick flowers for Krishna. So she talked from the reality of Parakya Bhava. As soon as she had ended, she disappeared and in her place stood Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Yes, these are the great souls. They are here with us in one body which we can normally see, in which they perform their activities, but they are actually visitors from the kingdom of God, sent here for a particular mission. The whole atmosphere of Vrindavan is surcharged with the atmosphere or the influence of these great souls. Their bhajan echoes in the atmosphere. Their books are accessible. They stay in the samadhi tombs, waiting for devotees to come and ask them to intervene or help in their lives. Vrindavan is the land where these extra spiritual beings still have left traces in the air. And who knows? Maybe a saint who comes down walking in front of you is none else than one of these Siddha Mahatmas. Therefore, a pilgrim is highly respectful. You don't know who it is who is before you. Wishing you all the best here from Vrindavan Dham, and see you very soon. Hari Bol.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama.